your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh, let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to Tell It to Stanya. That's right. I am she and she is me. And I am here today. And as I promised last week, you know, we were talking about fathers, fatherhood, the journey and all that good stuff. Well, we're going to continue straight on down. This is all about the man, Sam, this June. That's what it's about. It's all about the man. And I am doing this, guys, because on a serious note, this seems to be the father-daughter, father-son journey is a very interesting one. And it's something that we definitely need to look at deeper. It's a lot of healing that we need to do and a lot of things that we need to do right. So guys, we need y'all. I keep saying this, and you know, my one good decent statistic is, okay, when we think about people who are in jail, we know that they had a mother. This is statistical, but they did not have a father. We need the men. Not want, need. Men are so important. And so this is why I'm doing, these episodes. I'm doing this because hopefully it'll mend some relationships. And hopefully it will inspire a lot of people. The children, the baby mamas, the mothers of the babies, the ex-wives, the whatever it is, the fathers, all that good stuff. So today, you know, totally random. I keep telling you, I be minding my own business. I kid you not. I just be on TikTok just minding my own business. And then I normally see something. I'm like, wait, hold on. Is there something here? And I saw this video. And, you know, and this lady, she looked like she graduated. And I saw her with her dad. And, you know, she was saying that he was, you know, her inspiration. And I mean, it did look sappy and it did look good, man. So I said, you know, something, I know that there's a story here. So, of course, minding my own business, I decided to inbox her. And she's in studio with me today, Rowena. And, okay, is it Rochnell? Mm-hmm.
It's Rochnell and Rowana.
And Rowana. See, I be messing with people's name. And I don't like, where's your mic? Hold on. And I don't like to mess with people's names. Rowana and yes. Rochnell. Okay. Because I don't want nobody mess up my name. When y'all come with Tanya and Satania and all these different type of names, I don't be into that. So get my name right. I like to get people's names right. Okay, so I want you guys to welcome. Imagine they're giving you the round of applause right now. But okay, you stood out.
Yes.
And I was just watching the follow-up video that you did.
Yes, ma'am.
And how many views did you get? I didn't even know this.
The views, they're probably up to 1,500 views. And it's about 118, 120 likes. A lot of people are reposting it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to get in touch with what's going on right now, which is very exciting for both my father and I.
Right. Okay. You have such... Listen, your energy is so...
Yes, what can I say? It's just who I am, you know. I like to be in a positive mindset. This is very exciting and thrilling. It's also his first time being on a set, so this is really for him.
I know. Daddy look like he could get a little out of order, little teeny little bit. No way. Okay, well let's go back to what did you post and why do you think people like the video so much?
Well, it's, believe it or not, it's kind of an uncommon thing now to see fathers being celebrated so much.
Right.
Due to the fact that there aren't many fathers who are there. So it's expected to see a mom getting her flowers and everything like that, because, you know, moms, they stand out. But when you see a male figure, a male presence, he's standing out, he's there, it grabs your attention even more. Like, wow, he's very happy to be a father.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have been saying, wow, can we share this dad? You know, he seems very kind, very nice, and he's there for you. You could feel the love through the video, so...
Yeah. And then when I saw you, child, listen, you had that. He had the cape on, and he had on the hat
as well. I had to don him.
So daddy, okay, come to the mic. Okay, what was it like for you to see your daughter? You know, and what is the degree and what is the certification? What is it? What was the graduation?
So the graduation, my degree is a bachelor's degree of science in nursing. Okay, the graduation was. Basically, for everybody, it was held at the ports, not at Nassau, of course, Nassau downtown at the port. Sadly, not many people could have attended, but many people were waiting outside. You know, they gave us it based on tickets, but it was a really good time.
So you're now officially a what?
I'm a graduate nurse right now.
Okay.
I still have one more exam before I get that registered nurse in there.
Okay. Okay. So, Daddy, what was it like on graduation to see your daughter doing a thing, graduating?
I was happy for her, you know. I was just right there. I was blown away, you know.
You was blown away. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so let's go back now. Now, Daddy, did you have a dad in your life?
Yeah, I had a daddy in my life, you know, but he wasn't really like a daddy to me like that, you know. I had somebody living there with my mom and stuff like that.
Okay, so there's this thing that I like to call it presently absent. Like, you could be present, but you still ain't really showing up in the way that, you know, people need you to show up.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I was like, damn, I was like the black sheep.
Okay. So if you didn't have a blueprint, like if you didn't have something to follow to be a good daddy, like how did you know to be a good daddy or what to do?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, I was inspired probably by God or something, because, you know, that's like, probably when I first see her, right. I just want to make sure everything be right for her, you know.
So, well, how old were you when you had her?
Like 20.
20. Oh, so you really was a young dad. Okay, so Ro, let me ask you now, because according to you, child, you're the only one who got good daddy, child.
Of course.
Only Ro got good decent daddy. Y'all ain't got none.
The best of the best.
Okay, so what makes him a good father?
Mainly his presence, his support. He stands out in terms of always being there. I never have to ask for his presence. I never have to ask him to do anything for me, and it's never a complaint. He's always there. He makes a lot of sacrifices. I've had many times where I don't even know what's going on. I just know I call in daddy and I need help, and whatever daddy going through, daddy gonna get it done.
So okay, so he'll put how he feeling or whatever going
to
on
the side, like, right to the side
aside, and now it's road time.
It's road time, that's right.
Okay.
I never had, he's never let me down. I could always say that. Okay. He's always 10 toes down.
So is daddy and mommy married? They together? They're a couple?
No, ma'am.
Why y'all laughing like this, so? Boyfriend in studio and boyfriend got a little mic on his face, too. Hold on now. Listen, you got to tell it to Stanley now. Okay, so were y'all married before daddy? Were you married to Rose?
No, we wasn't married.
Okay, so y'all wasn't married. Mm. Okay, how old were you when they separated then, when they broke up?
I'd say around 8, 10, around that time, or maybe a little earlier.
I think it was, around 8.
Around 8 or so, yeah. Okay. So how did y'all co-parent? How did they co-parent together? Like, how did y'all put the issues aside? Because I'll say this, like, one of the things that I've noticed, and by the way, guys, I have my list that I'm going to go over as soon as we're done here when we talk about the mistakes that fathers and mothers make with co-parenting, with parenting children. So I'm going to get to that as well. And one of the things on my list, actually, I'm going to talk about, like, when a relationship is done, sometimes we notice that the father may, you know, say, that's it too. They're done with the children too. Okay, how come you laugh? And how come you still stayed in there?
I mean, like, when me and her break up, and you know, I went back to my mom's with her, you know, and my mom was helping me.
Wait, what do you mean with her? So you, what?
I carry her with me.
Her face now, hold on now.
I carry her. I didn't leave her with her mommy. I carry her with me.
How come? Why you didn't leave her?
That's my own. Man, I tell you, I got, when her mommy put me out, I got my Georgie bundle on my shoulder, and I got my daughter in my neck, and I carry her with me.
So you took all your things?
Yeah, everything.
Including your daughter?
Yes.
So what did mom say? Mom wasn't. Well, you wasn't even checking for that. So, but why did you want to take her? Why you didn't leave her with mommy?
Well, I mean, and I feel like she had like probably like Mr. Mingus, where me and I
just ended up.
Right, you know, and I didn't want to put all kind of pressure on her, so I just carry her with me.
So what was that like now, being a single daddy? And by the way, this is another statistics, y'all. Now, I don't know, I can't tell y'all what the percentage is or whatever, but statistics say that actually dads who bring up the children are healthier. Seriously? Yeah. So, okay, what do you, like, what did he do different? That's what I'm trying to find. What this was? Like, what's the recipe?
So, I would say, of course, my dad raising us and growing up, we did have a lot of struggles. There were many things that we couldn't have at the time. But I feel like what made him stand out is that through those struggles, he still pushed. He didn't give up. He didn't just say, well, I can't deal with these kids no more. I'm going to have to leave them here.
But hold on. How many of you?
It's two of us. It's my little brother and I.
Like same mommy?
I'm same mommy. Same mommy, same daddy.
But daddy, you only have no other kids? Just these two?
Just these two.
Oh, you only have no other kids with no other women?
No.
Just one woman?
Just one woman.
I say nothing. Hey, you sure you ain't no hope to get back together?
No. Them two in the same room for 5 seconds is just, you cannot leave them.
I'm wondering why you ain't bring mommy with you.
Mommy's be out. Mommy got stuff to do. She's a busy woman, you know. Okay. So she gotta, I just had to pull him from work though.
So daddy, you said that you didn't have a dad in your life, so I guess it was important for you to show up. What kind of daddy you wanted to be? What do you think the hardest thing was to be a father, especially to a daughter? I mean, I know you have a son too, but Rose here. Like, what was the hardest part for you?
Well, the hardest part was me, like, leaving her alone, you know, when I, like, got to go to work and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, that was hard for me.
Well, why was that hard?
Well, I mean, because I always wanted her to be around me, you know, and I didn't want nobody mistreating her because, you know, the area where I live, you know. Right.
So you wanted to protect your daughter always?
Yeah, always.
Okay. You know, listen, I'm going to be dropping these little nuggets every time y'all say something. And I'm doing this because I don't think people recognize it or whatever. A lot of times, you know, the fathers act as they're the bulldogs. They're the guard dogs. Right. So when jokey dudes or jokey people show up, when you see a man show this, see this the man energy right now, they going somewhere else. There's a lot of young girls, women, what don't know what it feels like to be protected by a man.
Right.
Because their fathers never protected them. A lot of times, young girls have been having sex because there was an opening. There was nobody to protect them. This is why we need you guys. You hear what this man say? He said the hardest thing with raising his daughter was leaving his daughter alone. He didn't even want to go to work because he know the predators out there. We need y'all. We have a whole, and I'm not putting it all on the men now, because you know I spanked the woman too. I'm putting it all on him, but we're talking about the daddies now.
This is why we need y'all.
Yes. Daddy crying?
Yeah. Are you trying to hold them back? That's the real, that's the realest thing.
It is.
It is very real.
There are young people. Listen, you know, every time, but I'm going to say every time, but we turn on the radio, but we go on social media and we see, okay, this young girl ran away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like to say, oh, where did she go and blah, blah, blah. But there's a deeper story. I guarantee y'all, most are fatherless. I guarantee y'all, mm-hmm. most of them are fatherless. Not all, most of them. And in some cases, the dad is there, but, you know, we talked about it, presently absent. Because mm-hmm. you could be present and still be absent. That's the first thing, guys. If you ain't talking to your girl child or the boy, because people are preying on the boys too. Mm-hmm. This will sound so crazy. But anyway, I went to a pool party. Yes, I might be in the pool party. And yes, I had on my bathing suit inside pool too. Okay, that's right. That's right, child. If you all didn't know, I chunky, you could see that there, ba-ba-ba. But anyhow, let me stay focused. And so there was, boy, I ain't gonna talk that story. Yeah, let me keep that story. I got to protect people. Okay, right. I can go past that one. But the point is, this is one of the reasons why, guys, fathers, we need y'all. And even if you're not in the home, that's right. Take your children with you. Make sure you're present. Okay? All right. Okay, so that's one thing we know that you was bringing to the table. Okay, providing. Because, Ro, you look like you could be Tingsy.
Oh, when it comes to my daddy, I need it. I need, I got needs and wants, and I go right to the daddy. Even when I used to go to my mom, I said, go to your pa.
That's
your
right.
Your pa right there. Go to him. And I go, daddy, I need. I want.
Brittany.
Daddy, I need, I want.
There's a caller. Okay, and by the way, if y'all want to be a part of this conversation, you can. You know, normally when I talk like this, I prefer that y'all text. But anyway, I see someone was calling. The telephone line, 323-6232. Okay, 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or you can send me a text message, guys, 422-4796. Okay, so that was one thing. Okay, how did you provide for her? Like, I mean, what you was doing that?
I got a trade, you know.
Okay.
I used to drive all week. Metal framing.
I forget, because listen, your daughter done brag, but that and how mm-hmm. you was the best. But hold on, she told me you had a nickname and all. What mm-hmm. nickname
it was? Super.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you super doing what exactly?
Well, drywall, like street rock.
Okay.
Metal framing.
Okay, so you was working for your daughter.
Yeah, I was working for her. She had me out there.
So who helped you pay for this degree and all this type of thing now?
Well, in terms of the degree, I did go to UB on a scholarship.
Okay, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And so there was just little smaller pieces of a change that I had to pay. But of course, if I couldn't pay it, he paid it for me, you know.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, now, I listened to what Daddy said, because when I asked, how come he had you? He said that he didn't want no one. Well, it sounded like Daddy just didn't want nobody to mistreat you, really.
Right,
said he didn't want your mom to mistreat you, because not that she did, but sometimes, you know, as mummies, and that's another thing, women. Now, see, a girl into the woman's head now. We got to stop that, too.
Right.
We got to stop that. We got to stop lashing out at our children because the father made us mad. We got to stop the... okay, we're no longer with the man, therefore the man does not have access to the child. This is ridiculous. You hear what I said could happen when you keep a father away. You're damaging the child. You're damaging the child. You're getting in God business. Because God business, you ever thought is like why a man and a woman, why two parents got to come together to procreate? Because there's some things that the child needs from the mother and from the father. When the man move on, just because he move on from you, it doesn't mean he moved on from the child. Come on. We got to be more, we got to be more emotionally mature. Because our children suffer. And then we're so crazy, then years later when your children are out of order, then you want the daddy come and do something. Man, come on, man. We gotta stop that. Anyhow, where I was, I didn't say gone off on tangent now. You remember what I was talking about? Is that what I'm talking about? Okay, yeah, so anyway, yeah, let me get back to this. Because, okay, talking about arguing. How was it in the household with both of them now? Real talk, if you could remember.
I'll put it this way. When they are together, most times the conversation starts off very nice.
Yes.
You know, everything is smooth. And then me and my brother, we give each other the look like, oh, I wonder how long this can last now. And then either, you know, these two, believe it or not, they care for each other a lot. But one thing they like to do is provoke each other. They like to get the little, they know the buttons to press. So when it's time, you know, they'll press each other buttons and then it'll be like, oh man, see, I can't talk to you. You know, you gotta go. Somebody gotta go. So I'd be like, oh goodness. You know, and then
so how do you think they overcame that? Because a lot of times people cannot overcome it. Like they get stuck in that same right there in that moment.
Well, I'll say this firstly. Even when the arguments happen, like I said, both of them they didn't live together. So he'd probably just leave within that period, but he always coming back. He always coming back because he have to see his kids. I feel like when it came down to the kids, the both of them understood that, hey, we have to get things done for the kids. We have to be mature. It takes a certain level of maturity to say, we can put our little personal to do to the side, but we need to deal with these kids now. Okay. And there's certain things we got to get done with the kids. So when it came to, hey, the kids need this, the kids need that, they always came into agreement.
So the argument wasn't there.
Just with their personal. Okay. That's all it came to.
So, well, how did you not take sides? Because sometimes children can take sides.
Well, I'd say this. I grew up with the mentality of, I'm going to watch both of them for who they are. And even if I pick sides, they're still, both of them are still my parents. And I don't want to be the one to end up picking a side and then my mom would think, oh, I want to be with daddy more. My dad would think, oh, I ain't interested in you. I want to be with... Because, you know, parents have feelings too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. You are the child and picking sides would make make a parent feel some type of way. Both of them were there for me, so both of them I stayed with.
So, now, daddy, you said that you do drywall. So, you had her at 20. Did you start... Like, were you working when she came?
Yeah, I was working.
You were already working?
Yeah, I was working. I was working on Nassau Street, on Meeting Street, right there on top of the hill, to that building right there. There's doing some renovation work there.
Okay. So, Ro, I have to ask you this. Why was it important for you to say that you did this for your dad, like you wanted him to be a big part of the graduation?
Well, my father didn't have many experiences, I would say, school-wise. And there were times when many people looked down on my father. You know, even his siblings may have certain things that he doesn't have. Mm-hmm. You know, so I already put in my head that, well, mommy is certified. Mommy already have all that stuff together, so, you know. Mommy, basically, she went to school. You know, she has degrees and everything, so she's holding up her standards and all that. But I knew, I looked at it like, ain't nobody gonna look down on my daddy. If I gotta be the light to prove that, hey, my daddy is worth something, that's what I'm gonna do. So I fought this and all of this. It was for me, but mostly really for him, to show him that, hey, you might have not gotten many opportunities, but you could always live your opportunities through me, and one day you will get to live those opportunities too. So I worked hard for him to show him that you may have not had these things, but your daughter can make sure you're straight at the end of the day.
Boy, I mean, Daddy, how does it feel to hear your daughter say that?
Well, it make me feel like a champion.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, sometimes I've seen people, they may have, let's say, quote unquote, it looks like they have more, maybe like financially, and their children is a hot mess. I mean, a hot mess. Boy. And even if they're not a hot mess, the relationship is a hot mess. How many people could say that my children love me? Mm-hmm. That I have a good... That's your boyfriend over there got your mouth clumping up. Your child boyfriend in studio too, y'all. But seriously, there are not a lot of people who can say my children respect me, my children honor me, my children love me. We have a good relationship. And guys, if y'all are listening to me, and if you can't say those words that I just said, if you don't know 100% that your children feel that way, something is awry. Something is not right. Okay? Because here, and we can't talk about the money, or we can't talk about all these things that don't, because here's a father who said he was working from he was 20. Daddy, did you finish school, Daddy?
No, I didn't finish school.
Okay. He didn't finish, but his daughter is in here. Who finished school and who finished college.
Mm-hmm. Daddy was rooting behind me.
That is amazing. They changed the generation. He did something different. He didn't have his father. He didn't have this blueprint to follow. He decided to be the change. And it's evident in his daughter. And this isn't a father who, because a lot of times too, you know, when the children make it big, that's when, you know, the daddies come out and all this stuff. When to tell you the truth, them being absent actually contributed to the success of the child. But this is a father who was present. And this is why I'm doing this, because you don't need no big bunch of money. Yeah, money, yeah, we know we need money to do things. But you need love. Mm-hmm. So, okay, was there ever a time when Daddy made you mad?
How do y'all navigate those? Sometimes Daddy is my daddy, but also sometimes Daddy is my baby too. Sometimes he does make me mad. But, I mean, I guess the love, like they say, what's the saying, love conquers all. I know that at the end of the day, he can make me mad, but that's still my daddy. And parents always have this thing where they can get under your skin. Of course, yes. You know? But I love my father. So him making me mad is just, you know, water under the bridge. That ain't really nothing to me.
Now, Daddy say he was 20 when you came along. Was Mom a young mother?
Oh, my mother is actually 10 years older than my father, so she was about 30.
Hold on. Daddy say he's 20.
Yeah.
What is it? Wait. How old mommy is? Mommy, or what?
Mommy probably would have been. If he is 20, mommy is definitely 30.
Yeah, she's like
30. Yeah. Mommy is a cool girl. Mm.
Yeah.
Mommy is a cool girl.
When I really looked at it, and I was like, Daddy, how old are you? It's like, well, like 20-something. I said, well, mommy, how old are you? It's like 20. I said, you know, way. So you 10 years older than I said, yeah.
Mommy, so Daddy, you didn't get married after mommy?
No.
Did mommy get married after Daddy?
She probably got engaged. But not married.
Man, there's still hope, man. Okay, guys. All right. You know what? We're going to take a commercial break. And when we get back in, we're going to talk a little bit more about fatherhood. We're going to talk about some mistakes that fathers make and some things that women make too. And then also we're going to talk about how to mend this. So y'all going to be my co-host in a minute. So we'll be right back. Brittany, take me to the commercial break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed a show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
And we are back. Brittany, play that voice note that I sent you. You have it, Brittany? Okay, you can go ahead and play it. Oh, while she's getting that together, I asked a few men what did it mean for them to be a father? Like, what was that like? Or what it looks like? So I'm going to read some of the responses, and Brittany has the voice notes. But so someone said, for me, it's providing and preparing kids for how cruel the world is, but also showing love, instilling good values and principles in your children. Mm-hmm. And these are all from men, by the way. Okay, another person said, a great father to me is a father that never gives up under no circumstances, to be there for your child through good or bad. A great father is one that can be mimicked based on his moral compass and life views, one that can be spiritually, physically, and mentally intelligent. A great father is one who provides mental health, one who is a protector, and tries to be the best he can be. Mm-hmm. Brittany, play the voice note.
I think it is balance. I think it's ensuring that the child feels supported while actually supporting them, that they understand that there's love. And when I say supported, I don't mean essentially financially, but being there when the child wants you to be there or needs you to be there, and letting the child understand that, hey, you are important to me. That's what's important. So it isn't necessarily about the gifts or anything else. It's about the time spent and not just physically being there, but the true interaction with the child.
All right. Good stuff. Okay. Now, Ro, you were saying something on the commercial break about when you posted the video.
Yeah. So many people know my father and I from the video that I posted on the graduation day. A lot of people liked it. The video is almost a 2 million views, so a lot of people got to see it.
2 million, almost 2 million views. Oh, my God.
So I tried my best to react with as much comments as possible. And what really, it was a happy moment, but also very sad, because 90% of the comments were stating how their fathers weren't there, or they wished their fathers were there, or they wished they could have done things for their father, but the father is not present. And some people even offered, they asked if I could share my dad with them, because they wow. To see that fatherly love and to know that it's there and it's real, it was new for them. But it really made me sad to see that a lot of the comments stated that they just don't have their fathers.
Right. Okay. So, guys, let's jump into it. Now, you can give me a call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4316, or you can send me a text message, 422-4796. Okay, so we're going to take a look at some of the mistakes that fathers make. Okay. Now, this is the biggest one, actually. The biggest one is the first one that I say, one of the big ones. Expecting the child to do the work of repairing the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I've noticed that a lot of times, and, you know, Ro could jump in, daddy could jump in, boyfriend could even jump in, because boyfriend here too. A lot of the relationship is not a good one. Fathers still expect their children to show up for them.
Mm-hmm.
Better or not, they expect the child to show up on Father's Day, to call them on Father's Day, even though they ain't been present at all. And the thing about it, in preparation for the show, I was talking with my daughter, actually, and I was like, okay, what did I leave out? And so she was like, Mommy, but I feel like society kind of encourages it as well, because one part of it is that, you know, you have to still do this. That's your daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's your mommy, but we're talking about the daddy. You still have to do this. You still have to do that. But we're forcing our children to be nice to nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brittany, we have a call on the line. And I am not on you. Listen, y'all know what I I ain't even behaving today. Okay. But expecting the child to do the work of repairing the relationship. All right. We have a call on the line.
Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hi, Miss Tanya.
Hi, darling.
Just wanted to say, last week I was listening to, Sparky was the only voice then.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a father.
Okay.
4 children, 3 boys, 1 girl.
Oh my.
And I think you know my daughter, Shivanya.
Oh yes, yes. Oh wait, hold on, Daddy. I just delivered soup. That was me who delivered the soup to you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
She didn't tell you that I was telling Sanya.
I didn't know she just said the lady.
No, that's me who's delivering the soup. That's right, y'all. Tell it to Stanya, be cooking up in here and selling food. Anyway, let me move on. This ain't about soup, Dick. Go on.
Okay, go on, Daddy. About soup, but let me just put it out there. I enjoyed it.
You did enjoy that? The soup, you see? Pam, listen. Don't let me go on my soapbox and say this about the daddies now, because circle back to the soup, because this week is seafood soup. Anyway,
yeah,
go on.
The soup was really good. I just told her, I don't know, one day, the week before that or so, that, man, I just feel like eating some good soup. And she said, Daddy,
you.
I got you. Next thing I know, she said she got somebody bringing soup.
And just for everybody who listened, you said, how that soup today, sir?
It was really good.
Okay.
Really, it wasn't them soup where just one meat in it. I can't see, I'm blind.
That's right.
My taste buds. It's kind of high.
I ain't got nothing else to say. Anyway, so let's stay focused.
I just want to commend the father and daughter in there, because, like I say, I have 3 boys and 1 girl. I love my daughter the most. I don't love my sons no less, but I just love her a little more.
Right.
And I just feel like fathers should put more into their daughters. I really feel like it doesn't matter if that there's an adult, that they have a good job, even if they make more money than you.
Right.
But I'm sure when she become a registered nurse and she start doing well, she could be making more money than her daddy.
Yes.
But I guarantee you, it will not be a problem for her daddy who love her to call her and say, put this in your pocket. I guarantee you that.
Yes, yes.
I can hear the love. and that's how I is with my daughter. It doesn't matter that she aborted me.
Okay.
I just want to have some of mine.
Right.
So,
and I know you mentioned boyfriend in the studio.
Yes.
But listen, I don't care who my child with, and no man could love my daughter more than me.
Okay, I hear that. That's what I'm talking about.
And if my daughter misses it, if she said to her dad, Daddy, I asked boyfriend to do this, but he couldn't, Daddy can do that just to show boyfriend what he's supposed to do.
That's right.
I just feel like men should be there for their daughters.
Okay.
And Stanya, you already know that I'm blind.
Mm-hmm.
You bring the soup. And I took time and sold a lot of time and love into my child. I took care of the child.
But Daddy, I have to ask you too now, but what about the sons? Because sometimes the sons just get left behind. Mm-hmm. And
I told you, I love them. I just love her a little more. Oh, I leave none of my children behind.
Mm-mm, daddy, you for the streets. I ain't got nothing else. No, you love your daughter. Is,
all right. When it's time for lunch money, like when there's in junior high and senior high school,
right?
If they get like $7 or $8 a day, mm-hmm. she get 10 or 11 stuff
oh,
like
wow.
that.
Wow. Okay.
You know,
you give her that extra.
She asked mommy for something. And mommy say no. When I come home, she put on that, daddy, could I? And she get that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay,
yeah,
son.
I'm sure your guest in the studio, she do that a couple of times, daddy.
Okay, sir. I go on to my list. But thank you for calling so much. And I go make sure I have your soup. The soup coming this week. It's seafood soup this week coming.
Oh, that sounds good. Call my daughter.
Okay, I can
get
call
it for
her.
Daddy.
Okay.
Congratulations, daughter. Congratulations, daddy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're all right. Welcome. Thank you, Carly, guys. And once again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can give us a call, 323-6232 or 325-4316. So if you just want to make a comment even about your father, your journey through fatherhood, or maybe you might be a daughter or a father who may not have a good relationship, you know, maybe I could walk you through it. You can also give me a text, send me a text message at 422-4796. But yes, guys, now back to the first thing. You cannot expect your children to do the work that you did not do. Mm-hmm. And the first part of healing this relationship is admitting that you were not a good father, mm-hmm. that you did not show up in the right way. You have to admit it. It's like being an alcoholic. The first step is saying that, hey, I messed up. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. The second thing is that you must do the work. And sometimes, guys, it will look as though the child does not want to mend the relationship, right? They, you know, let's say you say, hey, let's go to counseling. They say, oh, I know about that. Or you give them a call mm-hmm. and they ain't look like they want to talk. I know it's hard and it feels like rejection. Mm-hmm. But remember now, they have had years right. of rejection, years of abandonment. And just because you now want to mend the mm-hmm. relationship, it does it. They're a little wary. They're a little wary right. about it because right. they're still hurt. They're still hurt. So it's not the child who must now, we can't say, oh, I'm the adult, I'm the right. I'm the father, and the child got to come to me. Is that same attitude that have you right now mm-hmm. without having a relationship with your child?
Honestly, I could piggyback on that.
Yeah, go
there,
on.
There are
you co-hosting.
There are instances. There are instances where the child will act up because they're now looking for that attention.
Yes.
You just pop up out of nowhere, and now you want me to fix things, but it's you who has to fix it. And because you have to fix it, I'm gonna act up. I want to see how the what fight you're gonna give to fix this.
Right.
So most children. And sometimes parents take it as, oh, this child just want to be biggity and rude. This child don't want to fix nothing with me. But the child is looking for you to fix it. That's why
yes.
they're giving. That's why they're pushing things. They're being edgy. They have an attitude. They just want to be seen because finally
yeah.
you are here to see me.
Yes.
You know?
So, yeah, guys. So that's the first thing. Second thing that I want to talk about in terms of mistakes that dads may make. Okay, this is a big one, too.
Mm.
You got to stop sleeping with the mother of your children. If there's no relationship, you cannot have sex with the mother of your children.
That is be confusing.
Yes, and it is because, let me tell you, it's hard for a woman. Listen, when they say hell have no fury, like the woman's like a woman scorned.
Mm.
So it's going to make things messy, messy, messy.
Right.
Messy, messy. And it's hard now for this woman to differentiate this man as lover, mate, and daddy. The lines are now blurred. If you just want to be a father to your child, or if, listen, stop it. Do not sleep with the mother of your children if there is no relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it alone. Women, stop sleeping with your baby daddy. Okay? You got to stop that foolishness. Okay. Third one. The end of the relationship does not mean, sometimes I've noticed that the end of the relationship for the man means that this is the end of the relationship for the child.
Mm.
There are men who have children before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as though they forgot about those children.
Mm.
And now they move on with the children in the marriage. or it's the end of the relationship. You ain't love that woman no more. You in love with another woman. And because you love that woman more than the other woman, you are there being a father to the children that y'all had together, and also the children you didn't even have. Some guys right now are better stepfathers. They better fathers to other people's children than their own children. This is crazy. Boyfriend, you want to jump in? Because you look like you got something to say. You just listening to it. You ain't saying nothing. You're just taking it in. But seriously, I mean, I've seen men pick up their stepchildren from school while their children catching the bus, walking home, and one big bunch of foolishness. This is crazy. If you out here and you are a better stepfather, you have a better relationship with your girlfriend or wife, children, than you have with your own, something is not right.
That's very sad, because it's proven now that you have the ability to be a good father to your actual children, but you don't want to, or you feel like you don't need to, because all you're saying is, well, the mommy can have it straight, but I hear with the stepkids now, so I have to make do for them. And that's not fair.
That's not good. That's not fair. Come on, guys. This foolishness, man. This is very bad. This is very bad. Listen, I don't date deadbeat guys. And you can't come telling me something, because y'all, I mean, I won't be discussing, right? But I could be discussing. Y'all a little tricky, because sometimes y'all be lying. Y'all be lying with these relationships. Like, I mean, there's a client I have. The client said when she used to work, and the lady came in and said, oh, you're so-and-so's daughter. And so she's trying to figure out how you even notice. I ain't talked to my daddy in years right now. And the woman said, yeah, he always shows me pictures of you. Mm. He probably taking pictures off social media or the family or what have you. Mm-hmm. You're cosplaying like a daddy. This is crazy, man. I can't.
If only the people know.
Okay, the next thing is, guys, mistakes y'all make with this whole father thing. Y'all just choose the wrong woman. Y'all choose the wrong women. Y'all choose women who tell y'all not to be fathers and encourage y'all not to be fathers. This is bad. I remember there's this guy, a friend, he was telling me about his daughter. And he was saying how the daughter, he was like, boy, Sanya, my daughter's stinking rude. So anyway, so later on in the conversation, he says, I dumped my fiance. Why did you dump your fiance? He said, I dumped my fiance because she said, yeah, let me tell you, your stinking rude daughter. So I say, well, why are you dumping? You just tell me your daughter was stinking rude. Mm. He said, yeah, but that's my stinking rude daughter. She don't get to talk with my daughter. Exactly. And he is correct.
Very correct.
He is very correct. Anyway, we got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, dear. Good afternoon. And by the way, I love your show on Saturday.
You like my love my I show on Saturday?
I love how you get real.
Thank you. It's the most authentic talk show song on.
Listen, you're speaking about a good topic here. I got four daughters, but I can tell you about one.
You got four daughters? Oh, yeah, my God, you sound like my daddy. He's put hell on him, boy. Go on. Yeah,
but, and I was nice to all my children. School, some. But this particular one, joined that religion. I call it the cult, the Israelites, or whatever they call it.
I know you was going to say that. Go on.
Guess what she told me one day?
What?
She said her father, she only got one father, and he's up above, and she's calling me by my last name. Nothing I could tell her.
Okay.
And I had her in charge of one of my businesses, and she let it go right down because she's praying. Or she busy running up and down for that institution.
Right.
And the people stealing me blind. And she don't care. She rather do what the church people tell her. And I had to let her go.
I was just about to say, in that situation, Daddy, you have to step away from the table.
That's what I did. I just removed her from out of her life. And if she decides to come back, I told her one day, darling, you left a bitter taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
I could forget, but I can't. I mean, I could... I ain't gonna forget.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and,
yes.
I tell her, yeah, I talk with you and everything, but it ain't gonna be like before.
Well, hopefully, you know, things will turn around.
These
but if
the
not,
kind of things your children do that are unheard of.
Yes, yes.
And one day she got so upset with me, she tell me I can punish and suffer.
Oh, no.
Me who was taking care of her, and as she was a woman sending her on cruises, when we traveled, we all traveled together, bought her a vehicle and everything, put her in charge of one of my business. And she tell me because I make a decision, I gonna suffer and punish.
Oh, no. Okay.
And that's what them people teaching them people you see caught up in that thing.
Okay, sir.
Her only father, her father is up above. And I asked her, what about that page in the Bible where they say, honor your father and your mother for your days to be long? They don't study that part.
Okay, calling. Thank you so much. Okay, and he raised an interesting... And by the way, they're supposed to come on the show. They're supposed to come on the show a couple of weeks ago, y'all. I think I could bring them on. I was doing a documentary on them at one point. Yeah, I had a lot of footage, and then something happened. I can't say what happened, but something happened, and I couldn't produce it. But anyhow, interesting point. Now, you know, we're talking about mistakes fathers made, but here's the thing, guys. When I talk about, you know, making amends and doing all this stuff, I talk about the people who ain't showing up. Now, if you showing up, if you doing the work, then I'm not talking to you. So as it pertains to this gentleman who just called, he's correct. Sometimes if you've done everything that you could, now I'm not talking to you who did not do the work or whatever, or now you want, you know, make amends and then now the child. No. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a man, like how that man said that he brought his children up. He was present. He has a good relationship. And now she has chosen to take another path. In that situation, as a father, you're going to have to respect where she's at and go the other way. You got to go the other way. Turn the other way. That's right. You got to go the other way. Until she, hopefully she'll come back around. And if not, that's a choice she actually made.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Now, I was talking about a lot of times, guys, y'all choose the wrong woman. You cannot be with a woman who is separating you from your children.
Right.
That is not a good woman for you. And a lot of times, y'all had, you know, when they say them things got more electricity and power than BPL. No, y'all, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. That's not a good person. That's not a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a woman who's also nurturing to your children? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good. We can't do that. I've seen, sometimes these stepmothers, they're the stepmothers from hell. They terrible and mean-spirited, man. Some people, their children can't even come to their house because of the stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. No. Okay.
One thing I could say about that is, especially in terms of the mother not allowing you to see your child, it's not simple. I would always say keep fighting. Keep fighting to find your way to wherever that mother and those children are, so that at least your children could see that,
right.
Hey, I been here. I come here every day. Your mommy always tell me I can't be here. At least they know that, hey, daddy did try. And eventually when those kids get older, they are going to say, well, how come you never let daddies be here every day? How come
you
don't
let daddy here? But that's it right there. Because, okay, are there women who keep their children away?
Yes. Absolutely.
They terrible too.
Yes.
I bet I even get to them. I got the little list right here with them, though. But once again, and she said it, and I've said this a million times, daddy's the cure for that is to keep showing up.
Keep showing up.
Okay? Like I said, I know men who, and I said this last week, they pay in the neighbor. They pay the neighbor to know when the mommy going so they could zoom by. Just so they could see their child. Come on, man. Okay.
I'll speak on that.
That's boyfriend, y'all. That's boyfriend. Go on, boyfriend.
Hi, good day. I'll speak on that. Coming from my parents separated when I was pretty young, probably like when I was around 8 as well. Something from my childhood I remember that I always was just like, how come my old man ain't around type of vibe. And it's a mix of a lot of things. So it was like, I grew up with my mommy. I know my mommy is hard to deal with. My mommy she did a very good job raising us, but my mommy could be difficult. She is very, very difficult. But one thing I'd always say, even still now, I don't hate my old man. And things happen. That's life. But it was just, I just feel like he didn't try. I just feel like, right. Bro, like, I could say, like, okay, yeah, my mommy kept him away. But it was just like, bro.
But it was easy to keep him away. He didn't try.
He didn't try. Like, we call you, you don't answer. Or, like, the only time you come is if we ask you to come. And you barely came then. Type of vibe, you know. And obviously, I don't know his story. I don't know everything, the nitty gritty. So, what he had to deal with, he had to go through. But it would have been nice to at least say, hey, he tried to be in my life. And I had an age now where I could probably even start to go and try and pursue that.
Yes.
Growing up and my mommy kind of keeping him away. And he ain't look like he won't come around. It was kind of like, I just got to go with the flow, whatever happened. I didn't know. All I know is my mommy here, my mommy around. My mommy must he love me. Mm-hmm. And as I got older, he ain't always black and white for real. But right. As a kid, I was just like, yeah, my daddy must he don't care for real.
Okay, and you see, that's y'all, that's boyfriend speaking, and I'm so happy that he shared that, because this is something that happens, and let me say this too, you know, we crisscrossing with women and men, but yes, are there difficult women? There are difficult women, and like I said, I think the biggest way to combat it is to try, guys, and to keep trying, whether or not is you go to the Grammy or granddaddy and you say, hey, I get a little $50 for Johnny, or send him a little note or something. Or, I mean, there's another situation I know where the gentleman, he created a fake account on Facebook to talk with his daughter. I mean, we laugh and it's sad that he have to do this. It's very sad. But he is trying. He is trying. And women, I mean, like I said, we're going to get there, but come on now, this is not good. And let me tell you what happens with that. Okay, first of all, let's take it from the household where mother and father are constantly arguing. That is now creating an unsafe space, an unhealthy environment for your child or children. They don't know if daddy's staying or daddy leaving. They don't know if mommy's staying, mommy leaving. That is survival mode. That's not healthy for the child. Okay, now, so they are now with the child. They're now with the parent who got too bad. They see this child. They see this parent crying, upset, whatever. Somebody make my daddy mad. Oh, the stink meanie is mommy. Or somebody made mommy mad. The stink meanie is my daddy. Now, what y'all are doing, y'all are changing the dynamic of a child. The child is now becoming the protective parent.
Right.
Because now they feel like they have to protect the mother. And they're now on the side of the mother. So now they're no longer a child. And they no longer, and they cannot see daddy as the mother's husband or partner versus daddy the daddy. And this is why it's very important, guys, that you not argue in front of your children. It's very important that you show your children how to be healthy and how to have healthy conversations in front of your children. Okay? The child now says that she now mad with the daddy and the daddy ain't doing nothing. I hear some feedback. What that is? Brittany and I? Or I know what that is. That's you, a daddy. Sometimes I heard. Okay. All right, guys. So once again, okay, the mother of the child versus, your partner. Okay, guys, there's some, we have a text message. There undoubtedly are deadbeat fathers, but some women are just needlessly problematic. Yes, I agree. My daughter's mother actively interferes with our relationship. Whatever I give my daughter, from attention and affection to material goods and money, she acts like I should also give her. See, this, and see, that's why too, y'all can't have sex or sleep. I ain't saying you doing it, NASA. I'm not saying that. But this why y'all can't do with these women. I'm telling y'all. They're jammed too. Okay. I stopped being so active because my daughter noticed a weird dynamic and it started to affect their relationship. Some women see their children as competition. That's true. You ain't like, boy, no couple of times my daughter, daddy, they gave me a million and for me. I mean...
Mom,
you think you had to mash my corn like that just now? Anyway, but you're right, sir. You are 100% right. Okay, yes, guys. And, keep the messages coming if you want to send me a message. 422-4796. Once again, it's 422-4796. And if you want to give us a call, it's 323-6232. 323-6232. Okay, another thing. All right, so sometimes it is hard to differentiate the mother, the child, and your partner. So sometimes, guys, you know, you're like, oh, well, you know, she's da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, you having sex with this woman or this woman in a relationship. It's different when she's the mother. Personally, listen, I can't be friends with a man or my daughter's father if he's not fathering my daughter. I don't care how much I like him. So Stanley, the mother, or the mother is different from you, this person in a relationship. And one of the last things I want to talk about is being presently absent. Okay. So, you know, daddy said that he did have a father who was present, but then, you know, not much was going on. Okay, guys, you could be present. People are daddy-less for several reasons. People are daddy-less because the father died. People are daddy-less through separation, divorce, whatever it is. Then people are also fatherless because you're present, but you're not there. You're there, but you're not there. What? You might be there, but you're watching TV all the time. You there, I know sometimes I've heard, okay, your child, let's say the girl child or a boy child, they're having relationship issues or they want to know more about this. You're supposed to be telling your children how to act and giving them advice. So you there, but you still ain't, you're not pouring into your children. While you're there, you should be affirming your children. Your girl child, you're supposed to tell her she's beautiful.
That's right.
Daddy telling you beautiful?
I have every chance he gets.
Me call daddy out right now.
I spoil because of that one right there, you know. I spoil because of this one yes. right here. I do not settle because my father went through the valleys
right.
to put me where I am right now. So okay. That's what he taught me.
Yes. Now, once again, so while you're there, you're supposed to be affirming. This how to be present. Your boy child, now you ain't got telling me handsome. But what you could tell when he does something good, you say, good job. Yeah. Good job, Johnny. Man, Johnny, man, listen, you mash them right up.
The support.
Boy, Johnny, yeah. Boy, Johnny, you look sharp, dog. You get from your daddy, it.
Clean.
Yes. Okay, you're supposed to be affirming. You see how we laughing, but imagine how a child feels. Mm-hmm. While you're there, guys, you're supposed to be teaching them manly things. You're supposed to be teaching your child manly things. You're supposed to be daddy. You're supposed to be, you don't show your son how to do a little drywall or he need to be there watching or do something, man. He need to do manly things, man. Fix his tire, man. Change his tire, boy.
Yeah, I make him do stuff, but sometimes I don't put him under too much pressure, you know, because, you know, some of these you say something, you won't think going on to you.
This
know?
Is true. But you still got to teach your child some little manly things.
Yeah, even, I teach them a lot of manly stuff.
As a matter of fact, even your girl children, you should teach her how to do some things. You should teach your girl children how to do some things. If you are a man of God, then you should be like the priest in your home. The other day I was talking to a guy. I said, you talk to your children. He said, every morning, because we used to do devotion every morning. You should be leading by example. You can't just say you's a man and you ain't acting manly. Just because you got man body parts. No. How do you treat women? How do you treat your mother? How do you treat people? How do you treat your brother? Are you hard working? Your children should see you getting up there and providing. See, that's why man, all these fellas say when he's 50-50 and take now, man, I ain't this man. Listen, show your children, especially these boy children. Y'all try to show them how to be a provider, yeah?
Please. How you treat yourself is also very important, too. Somewhere in my walk, I guess, of being a man as well, is understanding that it's kind of hard to, even as a teacher, you can't teach something that you don't understand. Like, right. You can't give love that you don't have for yourself. You can't teach a man to be a man if you ain't a man.
Exactly. So
it's some of those things where sometimes you got to really look at yourself internally, deal with things yourself, so you could also help or teach to other people. And I think a lot of that's the root cause, because it's a cycle. Someone grow up with an old man, they try to figure it out for themselves. They don't ever, sometimes you ever figure it out. And then they pass it on to someone else. Then they do the same thing and it's over and over and over again. Like they say, what, generational curses?
That's right.
Basically what it is. So the first thing you got to do is, like I say, speaking experience for myself, is you got to identify certain things and then figure it out before you could go anywhere else. So,
you do a good job picking this young man, you know.
Mm-hmm. I got good taste.
That's right. And see, and that's another thing, this is a little tip. Listen, when you with your partner, right? And if someone can't come up to you and shake your hand and say, boy, you choose well, you do good, you are the wrong woman or the wrong man.
Right.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you,
if somebody can't come up to you, this is sidebar, your conversation. If someone can't come up to you and say, listen, you choose good man, this is a good woman you got. Mm-hmm. Or come up to you and say, this is a good man.
Right.
Something ain't right. This little thing, I go on one date, y'all. Like, you know, I talk my business. I go on a date. And I sit down here, this is a pool party, y'all. I mind my own business. And the friend come up to you, listen, the friend was like, now listen to me, I need to talk to you.
Right.
This is good. And I mean, he proceeded to tell me why. I was like, Charles, must he want good man? Look how I can get swing. Okay, guys, we have another text message. Okay, great show. I love the video that the guest shared. Aww. Okay, good stuff. And if people, okay, who want to find you, Ro?
They can find me right on TikTok. The name of my TikTok is Nurse Bay Ro. That's one of the first videos that you'll see. I even have the video with my father, me putting the cap and gown. That's pinned, so you'll be able to see everything. And even if you go on my father's page...
He got me.
That's my page. That's my page.
You know something? That's the backup.
That's the backup page.
I know. Wait, hold on now. But we'll put son now. Because you're acting like you... You see how you just like this man. We mm-hmm. call say he love his sons, but he love his daughter. Daddy, what going on, man? where son, man? Where son is? Boy, your father with their daughters?
He ain't there. He chilling, you know. He chilling. I just want him, you know, sometimes stay in the house a lot. He like stay home a lot, you know what I mean? He don't like be, you know?
He out there in the street.
That's right. Someone who's be in the shadows, room, just, you know.
I'm sure he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so this person says, great show. I love the video the guest shared. Your guest touched on its moms keeping children from fathers. Yes, mm-hmm. The law doesn't protect single fathers. No, they don't.
No, at all.
I need a lawyer to come on right now. So if you're listening, I would love for you to come on the show to talk about that. Mm-hmm. They don't. They really don't. It's very, very sad. And the thing about it, anyway, like I said, dads make good parents. Mm-hmm. And that sounds so crazy for me to say because mm-hmm. it's obvious that they're a dad. Duh. But if those kids were born in marriage, the man has some legal recourse in family court. Yes, you are correct. The married father actually has more say or more rights mm-hmm. than the father who is single who never married the woman. Mm-hmm. If they were never married, the only way a family court can hear the case is if the woman petitioned the family court for child support. Mm-hmm. Then the single man can present his case for visitation. Mm-hmm. Partial custody at that time. The only court a single father can start the action petition is in the Supreme Court, and it's on the man then to prove the mother is unfit, which is difficult. It is, yes, it's so difficult. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you what I heard. I've lived it as a wife, whose husband's ex-girlfriend stopped him from seeing the kids due to our marriage relationship. Oh, see, that's goodness. I ain't get to the woman's side, and I need her because I don't got a couple of minutes, but women, yes. It's like when the man move on from the woman,
mm-hmm.
the woman feel like she, like, okay, he moved on from the children too. And that is not
That's
fair.
That's not fair at all.
Like, literally, they are, if you ask them why they mad or why this father isn't there, they can't even say. It's very sad. It's sad, women. It's very sad. Mm-hmm. He pays school fees and buys groceries and loves his kids beyond words. His actions literally has impacted his mental health. Yes. Mm-hmm. He say keep popping up, but the verbal abuse or the disappointment each time impacts individuals' mental health and causes grief and depression.
Yeah.
This is very sad. This is sad. And now you know what you're doing? You know, if the woman is listening, or women who do this, you are now, you breeding a generation mm-hmm. of angry, bitter girls who become bitter women.
And bitter wives. Unstable,
yes. You are contributing to our boy children not being fatherless. Mm-hmm. Feeling as though nobody cares. Like their father did not love them. And if you are a good mother, you would want people who love your children to be around your children.
That's right.
There's something in the father that that the father is supposed to give to his children, and you are stopping that, and you are wrong. If you are only mad just because this man move on, you are wrong. You are the problem.
Right.
And there's so many stories about this. Let me go on here. Be done. It's sad. And it's like the same story again and again and again. It's the right. same story. It's very sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad, guys. Women is very sad.
It is.
It's very sad. And there are many cases, I could tell you, like even working as a life coach, there are many times when I'm like, this child should go with the father.
Mm-hmm.
But then the women don't want them to go with the father because they feel like it may look bad on them.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, boyfriend?
Women, I wouldn't say they're insecure, a lot about how people perceive them and how they look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even down to, like, going back on that, like, women interpret every scenario with emotion or feeling towards it. So, like, you say, okay, they ain't working out. The first thing is, like, okay, well, it's my wife. Like, you can't bother with this because we ain't working out. When it's really not like that,
mm-hmm.
and that's why two people are important because men are logical.
No, men emotional too. Now
we emotional now. We have different functions. So
yeah.
Like women, the man's job is to regulate that. So if you're not married, bro, if you, let's say scenario, oh, I don't know this can happen. I don't know. The man could literally boom, boom, boom. Okay, bro, just hard going. Relax. I got this. I can solve that. Just like I want to say with our father, that's what y'all roles is. God made y'all to be married.
Yeah.
So when you're operating out of any form of that, it can be stressful. It can be chaotic, and you're freeballing. You're just trying to figure out what's going on. And
yeah.
Yeah.
In some cases, honestly, not everyone. And I always like to say two things to be right at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so there are many cases where I think that the children are actually, they'll be healthier with the father.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it many times. Many times, like, with the mother, especially boy children.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let that boy go
with the daddy man. Better let that boy go.
Yeah, man. What? Come on, man. Because you can't even discipline the child good, man.
Yeah.
You stress out.
And see, the thing about having a male figure and having a father, their leadership is very high. Fathers actually benefit both the son and the daughter. You teach your daughter the type of man she's supposed to have in her life in the future and what...
Yeah.
You know, what should she expect from a man? And you teach your son how to be a man.
Yeah. Yeah,
whereas
it's a blueprint.
With the mom, you provide that nature, nurture, you provide that care, but you are still viewed as, when it comes to mother and son, you're still viewed as the soft, you're a woman.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, I just want a little piece of pool party, baby.
This was a really good pool party.
This was the pool party.
Yeah, I was watching, and it's so funny because, okay, there was a little boy, and every time the little boy missing, you know, he near the water, and he put a little big toe in the water, all of them, oh, gee. And I write, oh, Lord, that's what she's going to be. And so, of course, the man, they say, boy, get in this pool.
Yeah. They did a charm in there.
And it was the funniest thing, but it was the coming together of both, you know, one little piece of splash, you know, little piece of water. Oh, Lord, come, little Johnny, come right here. Lord, be here, one. And then, like I said, the man was like, boy, get in this pool, boy. Get inside there. Go inside that little floaty thing.
Yeah.
Then the other one said, dunk him in the water. Dunk him in the water. That's how the poor little boy. Right? But it was funny. But I mean, and at the end of the night, mind you, the little boy, he had such a good time.
Mm-hmm. And he would have learned how to swim that day, too.
I don't know so much.
Yeah,
mind you, he might have been pressured to learn how to swim, right? But the point is that he had the love and he had the sternness.
Yes.
So it was it was both things coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, my women, we need to stop. Okay, we got about 15 minutes. Women, I got to end it with y'all. Number one, right, you can't sleep with your baby daddy. You can't do that. You got to stop. Because it's evident that he just really wants that and not something else. And we know that. And sex is not going to bring you love. Okay?
No.
Well, once or twice, maybe. But but for the most part, no. The time is done. The relationship is over. I got to be real,
Oh, yeah, be real.
That's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
Be real.
some people, they was doing things and then they end up babbling on all the time. Mm-hmm. I just saying. Mm-hmm. Okay. But okay, the relationship is over. Move on.
Right.
Move on, women. It's time to move on. Okay, bringing the children into the arguments. And yeah, now, we famous for that. We cannot do that. Mm-hmm. We can't. Your daddy ain't this. You see how your daddy going. No.
Making them grown before they time. And then when they back talk, all of a sudden we back talking, you know.
Enough. Punishing the father when he moves on, or punishing the father, let's say the guy don't have as much money. I mean, I've heard, but my child go into Genesis.
That's what the school name is.
Yeah, Genesis.
Okay. The man, listen, he got but four children. He already said this what he could do. Mm-hmm. This all he could do.
Right.
But he love his child. Just because he can't, you say he won't go to Genesis, you know, he quite fine going over there.
Mm.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Or if he doesn't have money, then he can't have any access to the children. Mm. No. And that's not me saying that men should not provide. No. Using him as an ATM. Mm-mm. No. Now, on the other side of the coin, guys, like I tell you all this too now, guys, spank everybody. If you lead with money, and if you only show up and give your children money, then that's all they will see.
That's all you will see.
Because that is the only part of you that you shared with your children. Mm-hmm. So do not be surprised if they only come to you for money. Because when they ask to spend time with you, you say no. When it's Father's Day and they invite you out, you say you ain't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
When they say come and pick me up from school, you pick them up 7 o'clock in the night time, leaving the children there in the yard. Mm-hmm. Y'all laughing and I using these as real these examples.
Yeah, come watch my game. Yeah, really I play in the
these sport. Examples yeah. are real people. They are.
Real.
I really wish I was making these things up.
Mm-mm. It's the reality.
I'm telling y'all. I am telling y'all. You only want me to talk my story today.
And it becomes transactional too. Like how you say, let's say something as simple as like, I only expect you to give me money. Bro, the kid, well, not even just to the parent, like the relationship's going to be weird because bro, nah, okay, if you don't give me no money, you don't love me. And then it goes into other people like, bro, like if I ask you for something, you don't give me. Like, no matter what your justification is, it's like, oh, this ain't a good partnership, this ain't a good relationship.
Because it's just money centered.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as that, but it carries on into everyday life.
You know, despite like this boyfriend, daddy, you authorize this relationship, by the way. How you feel about this? You see?
God authorized.
Look here! Bam! Standing here with them people business. That's right. God has to authorize it. That's right. Hey! Good. I like you. You're a nice, decent young man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wisdom.
Look here. This is proud of you. And see, she couldn't even keep quiet just now. Look here. Okay. Yes, guys. Using it as an ATM. Okay. When you move on, like I said, move on. Oh, my God. Jesus. Oh, this is another thing I've noticed. Oh, women. Oh, my God. Some of y'all be doing this. Y'all move on. Y'all got remarried or married.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all want to change the child name
to
your husband name.
Oh, no.
Y'all ain't serious. Now, I'm not talking about the daddies who don't show up because some, right, we ain't need them name.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I'm talking. You know that the father of your children love the child. Just because you getting married now, you want to change the child name,
mm-hmm. and then you push the child onto the stepfather to try to make competition between the real father, and that don't make no sense, man.
Come on,
you know? That don't make no sense.
This is not right. This is not right. This is very bad. You're confusing your children.
Exactly.
You are confusing your children. Anyhow, we can take a quick commercial break and then we go wrap this up in a nice little bow. Brittany, take me to commercial break, please. Thanks.
love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Cancer touches far too many families, but hope still lives in community. Join the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group for the Hope Walk 2026 on Saturday, June 13th at 6 a.m. at Goodman's Bay. Walk alongside survivors, patients, caregivers, and families as we come together in strength, healing, and support. Enjoy community fellowship, vendors, activities, and our inspiring Hope concert immediately following the walk. Register today at gdcancersupportgroup.com. Let's take every step forward together for hope.
Okay, that was a voice. That was another voice when I sent you eight. No? Okay. Well, we was on a commercial break, guys, and, you know, we was just talking about, I was telling Daddy that I was going to ask him to share, you know, just give the dad some encouragement or some advice. But during this time, I was just talking about my daughter, and, you know, and Daddy was saying how he liked being around his daughter, you know, mm-hmm. We don't know what Daddy likes, right? But, and honestly, like, I mean, I can't speak as a father because clearly I'm a woman, hey, but, you know, being a parent is, my daughter, she said, Mommy, you guys come up with something new now. You guys stop this now. And this is my one line. Out of all the things I have ever done in my life, what brings me the most joy, what I am most proud of, is being a parent. I love my daughter, and I like her. I like her. That's I call her my black yarn. Mm. Yeah. He little charcoal. He like the color of the phone right there. Little charcoal. He right. He cute, but he little charcoal. But I like her and I love her. You know? Daddy, what advice you want to give to the man?
I just want them to stay cool, you know? Try, like, you know, be friendly, more friendly with their kids and, you know, spend a little time with them. You know, should play some games with them, you know.
Yes.
You know, make, laugh
have
with
fun.
Them. Have fun with them, you know.
What do you like most about your daughter, by the way? Look at she liked this one. Oh, listen, if y'all could see your face just now, oh my God. What do you like most Ooh. About her? She waiting on this, Daddy. You see her?
Don't mind me.
Yeah, look here.
Don't.
Child, listen, you're recording that piece? You're recording that in. Okay, go on.
I love her spirit, you know. Ah! She does get this decent spirit, you know.
Like, what's one of the nicest things you think she has said or done for you?
Well, she just do a lot of nice things for me, and I can't really.
You can't even name one.
I can't name one, but she just do a lot of stuff for me.
So, okay, when she put the cap and the gown on you, like, what you was thinking, though, when you saw
it? I was graduating.
That was your graduation, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he's proud. So, okay, Ro, what do you like most about him?
I love the determination of my father. I love the fact that nobody can put him down. He's always driven. Like I said, he's been through the roughest of the rough. He's heard the roughest of the rough. He's seen the roughest of the rough, and he's still pushes through anything. And I feel like I also get, I'm very happy to say that I'm blessed to have a piece of that, because I'm also very goal-driven. And I can proudly say that I've gotten that from both of my parents, but mostly my father. Just to see what he goes through and still pushes that, I love that about him.
So what quality that you look for in men that is in your dad? Like, okay, for me, it's providing. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, even though my dad, me and Daddy. But it's like, but he never lets me go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and I love that the most about him. Mm-hmm. Even in the hard times, crazy Stanya, rebellious Stanya.
That's still your Stanya.
Yeah, my dad never lets me go. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the two things that I love would love most in my mate. Mm-hmm. That he, they never let me go because I be out here. Mm-hmm. I be mm-hmm. wilding. Mm-hmm. Boy, I ain't easy. Okay, go on. What is it?
Well, you know, providing a standard, but I love the safety and the security I feel with my father. I definitely expect that in a man. The affirmation that, hey, you are going places, you are somebody who, you're a great person, you know, you feel soft, you feel like a woman right. in the presence of a man like that. I also love when a man is goal-driven.
Right.
You know, you give me that ability to say follow. You're not leading me astray.
Yeah.
You know, when you already have your plans, you know what you want to do, and it's nothing like when you... you know you're a man, but you also have that soft spot
yes.
where you can emote. You can emotionally let me know what's going on. It makes me feel like I'm, you know, because most men, they feel as though, well, I'm a man. I have to be strong and stern all the time. But that's not always the case. No. That shouldn't always be the case. My father, you see my father, right now, he don't have no problem crying. Right now, he has his emotional side to him. And he knows. I love seeing that in men. Still know that you're... As a man, you're not a robot. You're still a human being. That those are the quality traits I look for and that I really like.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. And mm-hmm. you know something, another thing, women, this is why we need our men. Mm-hmm. We need our men to be fathers, and we have to allow them to, because this is why so many women, we don't even, this is why they rough and hard.
Mm-hmm.
They lack femininity.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or they have toxic femininity. Right. Let me say that. Because, see, when the man comes, they get to be gentle. I'm talking about the girl child now. Mm-hmm. Okay? They get to be gentle with their father. You know? When you see your father, little baby,
mm-hmm.
you understand what I'm saying? There's a gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gentleness. We need our dads. I'm telling you. You know? And guys, it's not always easy. I have to tell you, repairing this relationship isn't easy. I personally, like I said, I done lash out and gone back and forth with my daddy. And I remember one time I say, Daddy, we're driving, and my little grandniece, they say, I go all the way back. And he say, love you, Maya. And they say, wow, Daddy, wow. Daddy, you don't tell me you love me. That time I big and gritty, 40-something. And, you know, and he's like, Sandy, what you talking about, right? Yeah, I tell you, I say, no, Daddy, I tell you I love you, and then you say, love you too.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a couple of years ago. So from then until now, he doesn't do it every time we hang up.
Mm-hmm.
It always seems to be at the right time. And he always says, so he'll say, I love you, Stania. And that is trying.
Mm-hmm.
That's beyond trying, that's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, it's simple. It's very simple to show for your children.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. Tarou, what do you want? Anyway, let me go to boyfriend. Let me ask you, because you and boyfriend come in here, and I asked boyfriend if he was going to be part of the conversation. He told me no, he wasn't on my run. He wasn't checking for me. And then he jumped right in. So, okay, well, what's your final words, because you done part of the show.
Well, to fathers, like this, just be available, man. Support isn't as difficult as people make you think it is, but just being there and letting your child see you be there is more than enough. Like, you don't got to come with corn, flowers, whatever it may be. Just the fact that you're there.
Just be there.
They literally, like, speaking for myself, you yearn for that. You, let's say, I come from a sports background, playing baseball, soccer, whatever. And you playing, and you look up in the stands, and he ain't there, you know. And it's like, damn, he ain't coming. And after a while, you get used to it. You don't care if nobody supports you. Like, for me recently, like, this is in fathers, but I say with my girlfriend, like, if I say, hey, you coming to watch? And I don't usually ask people if they're coming to watch. You'd be like, yeah, I come in. In my head, I'm like, this guy ain't coming. And then she is be there, name on, like, my name on a shirt, everything. And in the game, I just be like, oh, Lord.
Did you see how it now goes into adulthood?
Yeah, it carries over.
Guys, did you hear what he say? Because he said it as a child, right? He's yearning for this. He wants this. And now as an adult, he's in a relationship and he's not even expecting this person to show up. Because this is what we learn. So many of us, we have not been loved right. We have not been loved right. So today we're talking with the dads. I mean, of course, the women too, but dads, We need y'all. We mm-hmm. need y'all to Definitely. Love your children. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Definitely.
Understand? Bro, what your final words are?
Same with what my boyfriend was saying.
Did you in here? I say, what up, boyfriend? Go on.
Just be there. You yes. know, it. You would be amazed. And the thing, like I was saying earlier about fathers, believe it or not, when it comes to your children, you don't even have to do much. The fact that you are there and the fact that you just speak that alone, your children be like, oh, you hear what my daddy just say? Oh, my daddy coming to my game. You ain't even know my daddy. Even I had my graduations from primary school.
You what's going on?
My mommy ain't a media person.
Well, you
all
is your
she
mommy and bad. Anyway, person. Finish through. You got 37.
Yeah, but just to see that he's there, you know, it just makes me feel really good. That's why I say, you know, daddy better than my daddy. Okay? Did he say this, he do that? But he's just there and he just does what he has to do. Just be there. That's it.
Yes.
Be there.
So, guys, yes, that's what we ended on a good note today. If you have a fractured relationship with your child, reach out today. This is the sign. And go humble. Yeah. Go humble and go gentle. Go slow. Okay? It just starts with just one little step, a teeny little step. If there's resistance, understand that they are afraid. They want to connect, but they're afraid. They don't know if you're serious. They don't know if you're going to abandon them again. They still feeling the rejection. The pain is real. Sometimes when I talk to people, they go back into childhood. They talking about a situation, a memory. And the memory is just like it just happened yesterday. There are a lot of y'all want to know why these women so tough and why they this way and all this, and they mess up and stuff like that. We got to go back into the childhood. We got to love our children, man. And men, we need you. We need you to protect us. You know, when they remember that thing a few months ago when they talk about if you rather be in the forest with a bear or a man, and people was laughing because it was like, why would a woman want to be in the forest with a bear and not a man? But that's because they don't know what it is to have healthy love from a man.
Exactly.
They never had it. Yeah. For some women and boys, the first heartache or heartbreak they ever had was from their father. Mm-hmm. That's not good. It's not good, guys.
Not all.
So, I want to say thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having us. This was a beautiful experience.
It was a delight. I enjoyed beautiful it. Experience. Yeah. Yes, thank you so much. And Daddy, you did a good job. Yeah. Yeah, she's a ray of light. You look like sunshine. You, like, yeah, man, you like that. Hey!
That's exactly
hey! I grow.
Yeah,
man. Hey, guys! Yeah, but I love it. You have good energy.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing, guys. And you want your children to be like that. You want your children to be happy and pleasant. That's what you want to see. You want to see that. Anyhow, guys. Yeah, man. And, you know, I can end on telling the Sammy selling us soup next week. The man them done tell y'all the soup tastes good this week. It's crawfish. Conch, shrimp, crab.
We don't get none for free with being on the show.
No. Listen, Daddy might could get one. Daddy's the only one who could get one. Okay? And I scared to put my number on the air so y'all can find me on social media. Y'all be gangsters out here. Y'all be messaging me and then y'all calling me and thing the other day to tell one, listen, now don't call me now. That's just on the air. And believe it or not, tell it to Stanley, it's be nicer on the air. That's what y'all ain't even know. I'd be very disgusting outside of that because I like my alone time. Believe it or not, I like a little loner. Y'all may not know that, but you see Brittany telling me get my hip off. Anyway, guys, I'll see y'all next week. Tune in. And what is your TikTok again?
It's Nurse Bae Ro. So that's NURSBAE and Ro, RO.
And of course, if you all want drywall, message Ro.
Yep, so yes. Message me. All right. Message me. Tell it to
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com.